that's what we do best, is bringing people together. And sometimes it leans more towards grandparents, and sometimes it leans more towards three-year-olds, but nobody gets left behind. And that's really, what a great job description. It's important that everything we do be fun.
Reformed rocker Dan Zanes makes music for kids and kids sympathizers, inviting people from all generations to the party, and now to Nueva York. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, Rita Houston here. You might recognize Dan Zanes from his time in the Del Fuegos, a group Rolling Stone named Best New Band back in 1984. But those days are basically another lifetime for Zanes and his music, having made the move from Boston bar band to Brooklyn family man, and taking the lead on a series of kid-friendly albums with an impressive cast of friends. Natalie Merchant and Nick Cave were on his recent Grammy-winning project, Catch That Train, but now Zanes is back with a new theme and a new challenge. His first album in Spanish. It's called Nueva York, and as Dan told FUV's Vin Scalza, it continues a path of learning, collaborating, and community that he first heard in his head as a new dad.
When my daughter was born, I went into Tower Records, and I knew exactly what I would find on the shelves. It was going to be rack after rack of the updated version of the Folkways records that I had grown up with. So it would be a mix of old songs and new songs, drawing from a variety of traditions, and it would sound like people in a kitchen. I heard it all in my head, and I got in there, and it looked like every CD on the rack was connected to a cartoon or a movie or a TV show of some sort. It was very, very corporate. I did end up finding a lot of great all-ages music that my daughter and I could listen to together. There's no shortage out there for anyone who wants to dig, and there never has been. Mm. But I didn't find the sound I heard in my head, and I thought, well, let me just make it. And I would see these families in the neighborhood, you know, that weren't into digging for music the way I was. They would go and have the same experience, and they would just give up and get out the Beatles records. Right. So I made a cassette tape, well, right before my solo record came out, and people were so much more excited by the 300 copies of this cassette tape than they were by my big solo record with fascinating songs of old girlfriends and drinking. And this just felt like I was a useful member of society for the first time in a long time. Cuando yo toco guitarra,
Spanish? Or did you before this project?
No, the project really started when I went up to a place called El Taller for Spanish lessons. A friend had recommended it, and they said, oh, you'll like it because it's like a cultural center and it's focused on Latin America. And, you know, I just felt like I was living in New York especially, but I could see the country was changing so fast. And everywhere we would go, there would be these particularly Mexican communities springing up, Mexican-American, Mexican communities. And I felt like I was missing out on the party because all I could speak was English. So I was directed to El Taller, and the founder, Bernardo Palumbo, is a guy from Argentina. And we started talking about music. And it had been way in the back of my mind that you could make some kind of record where everybody came together and dug into the songs of different parts of Latin America, you know, but it just seems so far-fetched. And he said, no, man, you could do it, and the time is right, and I'll help you learn more. And along the way, I started learning to speak Spanish. And, you know, learning to speak Spanish is one thing. Learning to sing in Spanish is a whole other experience. And if I had known how hard it would be, I might have thought a little harder about making this record. But I just thought, oh, come on, we can do it.
Live music from Dan Zane's new album, Nueva York, here on FUV. And you can find more exclusive performances in the online archives at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.